Hello, everybody. Josh Brown here, back for another great episode on Franchise Euphoria. Well, today's episode is brought to you by IndieFranchiseLaw.com, a leading resource in the franchise space to help you if you're considering buying a franchise, turning your business into a franchise, or growing your business through a licensing or franchise structure. So go on, check it out, IndieFranchiseLaw.com. I think you'll find a lot of valuable and free information as you continue to kind of weigh franchising and licensing and the growth of your business. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's episode. All right, so on today's episode, I've got Ken and Ryan Parsons. It's two for one here today. How you guys doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Good. Well, thrilled to have you from the Brothers That Just Do Gutters franchise system. Love niche systems, and that's certainly what your business is all about. As we kind of get going in this interview, I know I always generally like to start out with, you know, tell us a little bit about you guys and your background and what got you into the gutter business.
I'll let Ken start it off.
Sounds good. So I grew up in a family that of three siblings, including my brother Ryan, and my dad was in construction. He was a general contractor, and pretty much worked with him since probably I was like 8 or 9 years old. And I took a career path of pretty much not wanting to do construction at all, and went to college to get my teaching degree. And then when I graduated college, I pretty much did that for about 3 years. And I was approached by somebody who wanted me to come work with them doing gutters. I actually turned him down the first time because I didn't want to do construction. And then the second time he asked me, it was summer, and I was done teaching for the summer. And I needed to do something because, you know, teachers don't make a heck of a lot of money starting out. So I started doing gutters. And I went the whole summer, and I really grew to love it, being outdoors and just seeing just his truck and the way he had everything set up. It was like everything that I always dreamed that my dad's business could be like. He had it nice and organized and just everything had its place. And I just like the system was incredible. And I was just like, you know what? This is something I could see myself doing. So I literally didn't go back to my teaching job that fall and literally took my degree and threw it right in the gutter. And that was that. I pretty much opened up my gutter business about probably 4 or 5 months later, the following year. And that was in 1999. So we've been doing, gutters for about 20 years now. So that's pretty much my story, a little bit of history real quick that got me involved, in the business. And then a couple of years went by, probably about three, and Ryan was in between his career change at that point, which I don't think he realized that he was going to have a career change, but he could continue the story from there.
Yeah, I was basically working for a .com/.bomb company, and I was probably in my third month of working for free on the promise of one of these big accounts finally coming through. So yeah, Ken was trying to get me to hang gutter for him full time. I mean, I've helped him plenty of times on the weekend and things like that, and it felt like glorified chores. We grew up on 9 acres, so you know, I let Ken do all the work, and I tried to make it look good while I went out there for him.
So you're clearly the smart brother.
You would think. I always thought that until recently. It seems like Ken has got the upper hand. He's definitely figured it out.
I learned from Ryan.
So yeah, I actually did not realize I was going to stick it out. I really thought I was going to work for him while I got back on my feet and found a real job. And I just fell in love with business. I realized I was the kid who used to sell candy on the bus. I was an entrepreneur since a little kid, and it finally got fueled. And to kind of see what he was doing and to see all the opportunity for improvements and systems and things like that, it was cool. And I got to use my graphic design degree to make a website and literature and forms and all this really cool stuff. And without really having a mission statement, we didn't know what the heck we were doing. There was no vision for franchising or even employees. It was just the two of us. There was not really a heck of a lot of vision past there when this all started. And then it just kind of grew, and our skills really were complementary on basically the opposite sides of the spectrum that you need for a business. And eventually we started to work towards something really awesome.
Well, you know, there's some businesses that just tell you what they do, and there's other businesses where you sort of have to guess. And I'd say with your business, you kind of just lay it on out there with the brothers that just do gutters. Has it always been the case that you just do gutters? Or, you know, how did you come up with this fine-tuned niche? Did you have a broader scope that you just kind of realized you'd like to stream down to, or did you start off that way?
No, basically my brother started off as just, you know, in the gutter business and doing gutters the way he was taught, owner operator. But to answer your question, as we got, you know, bigger and had like multiple crews, we had people all the time telling us, man, it stinks that you only do gutters. I'd hire you for everything. So my brother and I thought it'd be a great idea to start offering other services. And we actually started offering modular sets. And before you know it, we're finishing basements and bathrooms and building houses. And right up until the market tanked and the recession hit. And that, you know, for sake of time, that was pretty much, we pretty much could have and should have lost everything. We went so far backwards by getting all into construction and new construction. We basically had to close the construction division, downsize the gutters, and basically start over. And that was at the point where we really changed our name. It was Waterfall Seamless Gutters when my brother started. And then we changed it after that entire thing came crashing down. We basically said, you know what? We only do gutters. And we're brothers. And, you know, there's a little bit more backstory to that. But born out of that recession was we are the brothers that just do gutters. And we really did concentrate on that one thing and began out of that recession to systematize every little part of this business and just concentrate and be awesome at that one thing.
Well, I want to stay on that for a couple minutes here because, one of the things that for a lot of business owners that is a hard thing to do. And you just laid out a great example of that is, you know, you start off, you're doing the thing that you're doing and you're doing it really well. And because of that, and you're in an industry where if you're nice and easy to be around, then people are going to ask you to do other things as well. You know, you're competent at what you do and you're at their house and they're like, oh man, you do gutters. So how about you help me with this? You help me with that. And it's very, very enticing to get away from your core, which is what you did. Now, it sounds like it was successful there in part until it wasn't. But then what's interesting is when you rebounded from that, you literally went back to just focusing on that niche. I'm curious if you could give a little bit more, dive in a little bit deeper on that, because for a lot of business owners out there, it's really, really hard to stay focused on your niche. But one of the things that I find in talking to a lot of them is that when they actually do and they have the backbone and the spine to be able to say, no, we could do that, but we don't because we're not the best at it. It allows them to go much deeper in the area that they're the best at, which makes them stick out from the competition as opposed to being just kind of immersed in and being the same as everybody else doing all the same things.
Yeah. So basically the reason why we refocused was, it really had to do with a lot of the education, especially the education that I was getting at that point in time. When you go through hard times, you either crawl back into what you did previously or you power through it and you fail forward and you figure it out. And Ryan and I have been builders ever since we were little kids, building big, huge towers of blocks in our basement and setting up all these big, huge scenes of G.I. Joes and things that we would do down to sandcastles when we'd go on vacation, building the biggest, the best, and the best looking thing that you could build. And, you know, that was it. You know, we were starting to really learn a lot about business and develop our business acumen because we knew that we were really lacking in that. So we were reading. Me at that point, I was one who was really getting into a lot of books. Ryan had read The E-Myth, and so had I. I was starting to read a lot of Robert Kiyosaki's principles on business building and understanding how money and is made and what the difference is between a real business owner and somebody who's self-employed, and really finding that I really was hungry for building something that was long-lasting and would be something that would be built to sell later on. And we realized at that point we were kind of heading down that path. Ryan and I were developing systems just naturally because we're pretty highly oriented. Even though we're very different, where we're very similar is that we're very systematic in our thinking and highly organized in the way that our thought processes work when it comes to doing business. And I think we started really seeing that having laser focus was going to be better for the long term for us in being able to systematize things with gutter business as opposed to all the different variables that you're dealing with so many different things in service and construction. So, you know, that was a big starting point there was really getting the right education through association, through going to seminars, through reading books, and then taking that knowledge, which I think is really the key. The key is that you can have a lot of knowledge about business, but the difference between somebody who gets, you know, results right away and not is really the implementation of the knowledge that you're acquiring. And Ryan and I, even though we have very different skill sets and where our strengths are that complement each other, we're very good at implementing and very task oriented and organized on sticking to something and getting results. So I really feel that that was a big part of what helped us to be successful with that model going forward.
Well, so let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about the system. Let's talk about doing gutters. I mean, do you guys do just residential or do residential and commercial?
Residential and commercial. We concentrate mostly on residential, but we found that a lot of the commercials coming back around. That's typically, you know, bottom pricing service type of work where the contractors really don't care about values and, you know, insurances and a lot of the stuff that, you know, costs money. And so you have a lot of our competition that compete for that. And, you know, we love the homeowner work because they have the value. They want the experience. They want good people working on their homes. But yeah, we do mostly residential, but we do a ton of commercial too. There's a lot of builders and HOAs that have, you know, good values and they want good service and logoed people showing up in vans, and there's a lot of value there too.
Well, they also too, with the regulations that are happening across the industry, just in construction in general, it's getting more and more regulated. You know, having people that are OSHA certified working out in your field operations and having you know, your tools and equipment is in good condition and having a great working environment for your people and having a system for that. Those are all important to contractors and builders, maybe not all builders, but it's becoming more and more important to have that kind of working environment on these bigger projects where we're typically the last ones coming in and subcontracted to do work when it comes to commercial work. There are people out there in this new upswing in the economy of real estate and commercial work is on an upswing right now. And that's a difference that I would say that we're seeing now as opposed to back in 2004, 2005, and 2006, where maybe those standards were a little bit lower when it came to that. So that's really helping us too to really break into the commercial work as well.
Well, and so talk a little bit, because I want to talk about, you know, the franchisees and the business opportunity and all that here in a second. But what's the underlying, you know, advantage that you guys have just focusing on gutters as opposed to somebody, you know, working with, you know, their general contractor who's got, you know, a roofer out there who says, yeah, I'll do your gutters for you. I mean, tell me about the actual gutters you're providing, what they are, how they're different, you know, why somebody would want to hire you guys over just somebody else who's generally doing, you know, all home type construction work?
That's a great question. So what we found is like the remodelers, the roofers that sub out their gutters, they place no value on it. They get their $10,000 or $20,000 roof and then they just say, yeah, and we'll do the gutters. And then they sub it out and it's typically the wrong sized gutter. They don't know anything about the guards, how to design a gutter system. And they basically put on undersized, underperforming gutters because in their mind, it's just a gutter is a gutter. So when we're coming out and we have the opportunity to actually go and meet with a homeowner, we're resizing the system typically. we're putting downspouts instead of on the right side of the house where they're having water issues. We're able to learn what their issues are and bring it to the left side of the house. We're getting the appropriate guard on their home, depending on the types of trees that they have. So they're actually getting a huge education, and we're able to go out there and get the right sizing and not have some weird scenario. I can't tell you how many times we've been subbed gutters, and you're there and you're supposed to do 5-inch and it's not the right solution. But you don't want to tell the homeowner, oh, the roofer screwed up and we need to increase the price and do the right thing. It really puts us in a weird spot. So that has been really big. And we found most homeowners hire us because that's all we do. And they're so tired of contractors coming out and saying, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll paint your house and I'll repoint your chimney. And oh, yeah, I'll do driveway ceiling. And they're so sick of getting subpar work. And, you know, we like to say we're a 5-star service in a 1-star industry. And that's what they're getting from us. So I think a lot of people really love the idea that that's just what we do, and they feel way more comfortable almost being their own GC with the internet. It's really changed homeowner behavior. They're not waiting for a salesperson to come out to get educated. They're educated ahead of time, and they're more comfortable hiring the roofer or a painter and working with a couple different trades. And there's a few that are on the flip side. They just want to write one check and somebody else deal with everything.
Well, and so do you guys, I mean, do you guys work directly in terms of your marketing and so forth with the actual homeowners? Are you working through general contractors?
The marketing is all targeted towards homeowners for the most part. And we do target a little bit of commercial, but we're really aiming to work with the homeowners. And as a byproduct of all the stuff we do from, you know, from the internet to seeing our trucks and yard signs and everything else and the community days and everything that we do, we end up picking up a ton of contractors and HOAs through a lot more of our organic efforts like networking and community stuff and reputation. So we found that by targeting the homeowner, you pretty much target, you know, the contractors that live in homes in your area. So it kind of works both ways there.
So who's a great prospective franchisee for this, for the Brothers That Just Do Gutters franchise system?
You know, somebody who's been in the gutter business and they're self-employed and they're stuck. They're stuck in that self-employed, you know, quadrant that Robert Kiyosaki talks about. They're wearing all the hats. They're doing the sales. They're doing the schedule. They're ordering their materials. They're going out and installing it. And they're just having a hard time getting to the next level and scaling up their business. And that's where I feel that person right there that really has the passion to want to grow a business, to have a business that can be profitable with them not having to be there eventually, have a team of people that they can rely on to be able to go out and do the work and sell the work and administrate the work. I really feel that person is the perfect fit for what we're looking for to be our next franchisee.
So, I mean, are you guys looking for a combination of new people coming in and or businesses that are doing similar things and they just need to be doing it better? So, you know, they would essentially be converted into a franchise or your franchise system.
We're looking for both, for sure. People that are career in transition, they're looking for something to build. A lot of people love the idea of the gutters, the type of work. It's, you know, kind of the same thing every day so that they can hire and train for it. It's not like you need to learn a different skill every day like carpentry or people that remodel houses. The amount of skills and tools you need are crazy. So, yeah, and the conversions are awesome. They're so rewarding for us. Because we're able to get in front of people that have literally been trying and they're banging their head against the wall and they're kind of almost giving up and saying, you know what, maybe you just can't scale a gutter business. And you see it in trees and gutters and landscaping. You see so many owner installers out there. And our passion, where you want to see Ken and I come alive, it's getting us in front of the owner operator. I don't care if it's gutters or landscaper or any of that. I love those guys. I want to help them. I want to show them the steps that they can take to get from that owner operator to having another crew to when to hire a salesperson. And we've become awesome at cookbooking and showing and predicting when those steps can happen, how and when to implement that. Because at the end of the day, our number one goal is that nobody, I don't want anybody to buy a Brothers franchise to buy a job from us where they're like, I like hanging gutter and I want to be outside. Gutter sounds awesome. We're really, our heart is showing them how to build a business that, you know, once you get to the 3, 4, 5 crew mark, this is a business that runs without you. This is a business that it's a flywheel. And yeah, it's tough like any business in the beginning to get that flywheel going. But once you get to 3, 4, 5 crews, as the owner, you just touch that flywheel. You meet with your management team. You're working on making the business better and more efficient, and you're not down in the trenches as much or going backwards all the time. That's our heart. Our heart is to get people from startup to basically business owner where the business can run without them.
So I would call that the three phases of business: startup, and then there's semi-passive, and then eventually passive. And that brings us to the example of Ryan and I. We've been through all phases of that in this business. We know what it's like to start up. We know what it's like to have a business that's semi-passive, and we know what it's like to operate a business that's now passive. We actually kept our corporate location in New York, our headquarters, and it runs without us having to be there to push that flywheel that Ryan was talking about. We have leaders in place that are running the systems that Ryan and I have created, and they are developing leaders who are developing leaders within each department, whether it's the field, whether it's the sales, and whether it's the administrative part or the marketing aspect of it. And that's the type of model that we are coaching and supporting franchisees that come into our model to success to get them through those different phases, those three phases of business. What our focus is to help them do that.
Well, and so you guys have been franchising now for a little while now. When did you first start franchising?
2015.
Okay. And what's that been like for you? What was that experience like turning your business into a franchise, and how's that been going through, you know, the growth? I think at this point you have what, you know, 10 or 11 franchisees in the system?
I think we just signed our 12th in awesome. Dallas. Yeah.
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 Basically, from the recession on is when we worked on the systems. Like, we knew we wanted to be a franchise in 2007. And from 2007 to 2014, we spent that systematizing and perfecting our business down to the branding, to the technology. We used to have quadruple entry when a client would call, like, put it here, then put it on Google Calendar, then you got to write the form out. And we knew that wasn't franchisable. So what we found out once we franchised and we were in the circle of people that have done the same thing, we basically overbuilt our foundation from that. Most people that franchise their business, they have a cool widget idea concept. And then once they have 10, 15 franchisees, they go, holy crap, how do we support this? We kind of went the way opposite, and we built this foundation that's gigantic. And now once we started to get people in the door, you know, we realize, holy cow, we're way more ready to add 5, 10, 15 of these a year. So yeah, in the beginning, it's a lot of heavy lifting, but now we're starting to see where organically we're starting to get more leads and people are coming to us and they've been following us. We just signed a franchisee who followed us for 4 years. They followed us for 4 years. And when they saw somebody else convert their business, you know, they were a conversion, they had their own gutter business. They saw someone else do it and they said, we're doing it. And they did it. So that's kind of cool that we're starting to see it come a little bit easier now than in the beginning.
Well, and one thing as we kind of finish up this interview that I think is often overlooked in franchising, but is so important, is the training component. And you kind of touched on it earlier. And I think, is it Ryan or Ken who has the teaching background?
Ken.
Okay. So yeah, your degree didn't go to the gutter. You're probably using it now more than ever, you know, teaching, working and training. Talk a little bit about the training protocols that you guys have implemented for this franchise.
Well, you know, we're trainers at heart. That is something that we take very seriously. And yes, teaching is something that I definitely love to do. I just love teaching and talking about business. And Ryan and I are both very passionate about it. We could talk about it all day. But for the sake of time, that is something that we start doing even when I'm talking to somebody on the initial call that is calling me. From the first time I talk to them, I start teaching and training. Because really, what's really important that you're trying to find with somebody is, you know, why do they want to go into business for themselves? And really understanding that aspect of it is really going to determine how successful you are. And, you know, training that from the time that we start the initial talk, obviously when somebody signs, that training definitely amps up quite a bit after, you know, the money is on the table and we have a signed agreement. And that's when we go into startup mode where we're going through our checklists and we have a manual for that that's very detailed for bringing somebody through all the way up to their 2 weeks of training and making sure that all the T's and the I's are dotted so that it's not more stressful than it has to be. Certainly, there's a lot of moving parts when you're, you know, getting you know, your business accounts and technology and all these things set up that you need to get set up and do, and the branding and the marketing and the website. But we're training it all, and that's why we kept our corporate location too. It's, we knew that, you know, Ryan and I were going to need help, and we have our own marketing department. We have 4 people in that department that are helping our franchisees ongoing, but also when they're in that startup phase and startup mode, we have a whole system of and clear pathway to success that we've designed of training for the franchisees, not only just for the franchisee, but also for the people that they're going to be hiring in the field in that department. We have manuals that go along each step and each skill level as those people start to accumulate more skills and become more of an asset to the company. There's skill levels that they're achieving and doing and training and their support there. There's a whole sales process that we've developed for their employees that they're going to be hiring to do sales. And there's a whole process of training for the franchisees ongoing, not just handing them an operations manual after they're done with their 2 weeks of training here at our headquarters in New York, but we have 6 weeks of implementation. We also have monthly meetings where we're talking about what we call it our Bro Coach program, where we're talking business strategy and looking at their revenue cookbook. We also have a program that is there for a sales peer group call. We also have a field ops call. Those calls all happen monthly. We also have a back office admin call for their back office admins for ongoing training. So we have a lot of things that are in the pipeline ongoing for the life of that franchisee's business to help and support them to get through those 3 phases. And obviously, we want to get through startup as fast as possible and get to semi-passive and then eventually passive. So that training and support is just kind of a glimpse into what we do on an ongoing basis for our franchisees. Ryan, you might have something that you want to add to that.
No, you pretty much summed it up. It's a lot of support and a lot of training. We're big on that.
And we have an annual conference too where all the franchisees come in and we do benchmarking and all kinds of cool breakout sessions and ongoing training for them and their key leaders and employees in their companies.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, if anybody wants to learn more about the Brothers That Just Do Gutters franchise, you can go to brothersfranchise.com. That's brothersfranchise.com or call 845-554-5896. That's 845-554-5896. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Ken, for coming on. Really excited for your opportunity and all the exciting things you guys are doing and the passion that you bring to it. It clearly shines through.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate having us on today. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Franchise Euphoria. If you enjoyed this episode or have enjoyed the podcast in general, I would really appreciate it if you could go to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. It really helps to get this podcast out to more and more people. So the easy way to do it is go to iTunes and in the search box, put in Franchise Euphoria. You will then see my cover art and you click on my smiling face that says Franchise Euphoria and then click on the link that says ratings and reviews. It's that simple, but boy, oh boy, does it mean the world to me when people leave ratings and reviews. And like I said, it really helps get the show out there. Once again, would love it if you would go to iTunes and leave a rating and review if you enjoyed this episode or other episodes of the show. And until the next time, happy franchising.